These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show. For the week ending December 4th, 2020, I'm Tom Merritt. A couple of multi-factor authentication updates to tell you about. Google's Authenticator app for iOS has added an account transfer feature that you can use to move to a new iPhone. The mode generates a QR code that lets you transfer up to 10 accounts at a time to your new phone. And Twitter announced it will now support logging in on Android and iPhone with hardware security keys. Previously, Twitter only supported hardware MFA on laptops or desktops. The U.S. Department of Defense has added SMIC, China's largest chipmaker, to a list of alleged Chinese military companies. While the list itself does not carry direct penalties from the U.S., a recent executive order prevents U.S. investors from buying securities from companies on that list into late 2021. In September, the U.S. Commerce Department began informing some U.S. companies that they would need to acquire a license before supplying goods or services from SMIC, citing unacceptable risk that equipment could be used for military purposes. The journal Science published a paper from researchers at the University of Science and Technology of China in Hefei, claiming to have achieved quantum supremacy, the ability to do a problem significantly faster than a non-quantum system. A system called Zhuxiang completed in just more than 3 minutes a complex statistical test that would take the Sunway Taihulite supercomputer more than 2 billion years to complete. Zhuxiang uses photons traveling through optical circuits laid out on a lab bench guided by mirrors. The settings for the problem were effectively hard-coded into the optical circuits, making it difficult to reprogram for other uses. This is the first claim of quantum supremacy since Google's in October 2019. The U.S. state of Massachusetts passed a bill waiting to be signed into law that restricts the use of facial recognition by law enforcement in that state. Under the new rules, police could only use facial recognition with a warrant, or if there is evidence it would prevent serious injury or death. Earlier this year, Apple patched an exploit discovered by Google's Project Zero researcher Ian Beer that could gain complete access to an iOS device over Wi-Fi with no user interaction required. The memory corruption bug existed in Apple's mesh networking protocol, AWDL. The attacker would need a Raspberry Pi, a laptop, and off-the-shelf Wi-Fi adapters, as well as be within Wi-Fi range of the target for 2 minutes. Apple patched the vulnerability in May. It was developed in the lab and was never in the wild. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Monday in Van Buren versus the United States regarding the application of the U.S. Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. At issue is a former Georgia police officer who accepted money to look up a woman's license plate number in a law enforcement data in 2017. Now, the CFAA says it's a crime to knowingly access a computer, quote, without authorization or exceeding authorized access. Van Buren was authorized to access the database. At issue is whether he exceeded authorized access by using it for a private unauthorized purpose. The Supreme Court will have to determine what unauthorized means. Developer Alexander Groff was able to use a Windows Insider preview build of Windows 10 for ARM to get a virtualized version running on an Apple Silicon MacBook Pro. Graph had used a custom patch to execute guest code on the Mac CPU using the QEMU emulator, and the build isn't exactly stable. In Geekbench 5, the emulated Windows build posted 61% higher single core and 76% higher multi-core scores, though, over the Surface Pro X. Finally, the UK previously announced that purchases of 5G network equipment from Huawei are banned after 2020, with carriers having it until 2027 to actually install the equipment. However, under a proposed telecommunications security bill scheduled to be introduced to Parliament, telcos would have until September 2021 to install any Huawei equipment, although existing equipment could be maintained still through 2027. The proposed law would also give the government powers to identify network equipment as a national security risk and ban its use in domestic networks, as well as power to issue fines of up to 10% of turnover for non-compliance. The government also plans to invest £250 million behind a 5G diversification plan to grow the telco supply chain and increase competition. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.